Greetings. This is Anne Marie McKelvey from the Mindfulness Coaching School in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're an international school. Our students come from all over the world, and we're easily able to do this because we work over the internet with phones, with a communication platform called Zoom, so we can actually see each other as we're in classes. I was getting ready to put the finishing touches on an article I was writing for our newsletter when I realized what I really wanted to do. I wanted to use my words, to use my voice. I wanted to have more connection. And even though I can't see you right now, I wanted to share this with you as directly as possible. Because recently I've been noticing in our world a lot of robotic-like behavior, similar or akin to Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. It's almost as though we're viewing our lives from that lens, where the media dulls our spirit and we're a bit brainwashed. We don't know what the truth is. And so we're spinning around. People, many, are having difficult times with their emotions, with their choices, even with their loved ones. So I wrote down a few ideas, and I wanted to share them with you right now. And then after that, I want to read an inspired writing that I received many years ago from one of my teachers. So today, December 30th, 2016, a few of Anne Marie's thoughts. Keep each day simple. Stay in alignment. When out of alignment, get back in. Create and live in high vibratory environments. Move with the highest vibratory frequency. Breathe in the high desert air. Smile with the blue New Mexico skies. Keep that candle lit. Trust the collective. Abstain from the news. Question what the beliefs believe. Trust and follow the breadcrumbs of this multiverse, because it's no longer a universe. Adhere to the permission slips to love whoever I choose to love. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. Repeat. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. Repeat. Walk away. Walk into. For me, when I think about 2017, I feel like it's going to be an epic year here at the school. Many of us are in the midst of aligning our lifestyle, trying to determine how large we want the school to become, and still be able to live a life of contemplation, of engaged compassion, and taking what we learn to the streets. So that list above that I just shared with you is very important to me, because I'm noticing more and more robotic behavior, much akin to Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Do you remember that book? It's where it was like being brainwashed by the media, and how it dulls our spirit and it leads us into robotic-like behavior, a spiritless behavior that results in a disconnection to ourselves, to our beloveds, to Gaia, to our planet. So remember, keep the day simple, stay in alignment, create and live high vibratory environments, move with the highest vibratory frequency. It's always your choice, always. Breathe in that air. Smile under those skies. Keep the candle lit. Trust the collective. abstain from the news, question what the beliefs believe, trust and follow the breadcrumbs of this amazing multiverse. Adhere to the permission slips to love whoever you choose. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Just walk away from it. And walk into the alignment of your own goodness, of your own love and wisdom. And keep repeating that. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. Repeat. Walk away. Walk into. Repeat. So this is a quick little, well, I don't want to say it's quick. It's, for me, it's deep. And it's not about being brainwashed. It's about how to move in the world with fresh eyes, with beginner's mind, with a smile that can't even be seen sometimes, but can be felt. It's called Yes by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, also known as Osho, who has been my teacher for many, many years. Prayer consists of only one single word. That is the meaning of Amen. It means yes. If you have said yes with your total heart, you have said all that can be said. If you can say yes with your total heart, you are in celebration. If you can say yes to existence, you have arrived. Get deeper and deeper into yes. Say yes to each and everything. Say yes to good and bad, to day and night, to summer and winter. Say yes to success and to failure. Say yes to life and death. Forget everything else. Just remember one word, yes, and it can transform your whole being. It can become a radical change, a revolution. Yes is all that is meant by prayer. People pray with so many words, meaningless. Just one word is enough. Yes. May you challenge what your beliefs believe, and may you follow the breadcrumbs of your passion and your excitement. Oh.